Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Waiting for the Lord, Micah 7, verse 7. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Hurry up and wait was a phrase I often heard growing up. When a great event or important change in life was far off in the future, we had to hurry up and wait. The urgency was there, but we had to wait. It's hard to wait. Ask any child promised a trip to Disneyland or to McDonald's, for that matter. It's just as hard for adults to wait. Ask anybody waiting for a tax refund or waiting for grandchildren to finally be born. The person for whom we wait the most is Jesus. We wait for his return to take us to heaven. We wait for his promises of joy and peace to be fulfilled. We wait, but we wait in hope. And in this hope, we will not be disappointed. We may not like the wait, but we will not be disappointed. In heaven, there is an ocean of bliss for every drop of frustration on earth. Nor are we disappointed with Christ's work here on earth. Again, we might grumble at the wait, but not at the results. That is, if we have the gift of a true hope. Think about the school year. At the beginning, it might seem like speaking to little ones is like speaking to a wall. You are not quite sure anybody is actually listening. Why bother? But then the last weeks of the school year come, and you remind yourself how far these kids have grown in a few short months. It was worth it, wasn't it? And even if you did not see the results you were hoping for, you know that what you said might bear fruit the next year, the year after that, or even 20 years down the road. That's out of your hands, so you hope. In a more powerful way, we place our hope in Christ, not yet seeing all he has done behind the scenes through us and through others who serve us. This is hope. Hope is in what is unseen, yet it is not blind. We see Christ's track record. He has not let us down yet. He has fulfilled prophecy after prophecy. He has loved the unlovable. He died for us sinners and rose from the dead to defeat death for us. Why doubt? Sure, waiting is tough, but with this hope we plug along in sure conviction that Christ will make all things right for us. We pray. My God and Savior, give me the hope of a future great reward and lead me to love those around me in great joy. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.